This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Brown. It's freezing outside, and those frigid temperatures continue to drop in the region. That could mean danger for people without shelter. During the day, many folks experiencing homelessness turn to places like the Boston Public Library. But as WBUR's Simone Rios reports, some would rather spend the night outside than go to homeless shelters.
At the BPL's Copley Square branch, Pablo Alvarez rolls his cigarettes, charges his cell phone, and drinks coffee the library is offering for free. He says he's been living on the streets since he was released from jail earlier this week.
I got into some trouble when I just got out of jail, so...
When did you get out of jail?
3 days ago. Oh. Right into the streets, back in the mean streets.
Alvarez is 50 and originally from the Midwest. He has no family in Boston. He says he'd rather stay outside, or in a tunnel, under a bridge, or inside an ATM kiosk, than go to a homeless shelter. The staff there are often disrespectful, he adds, and he risks getting into a fight with other shelter guests and going back to jail. I asked him if he'd make an exception and stay at a shelter on one of the coldest nights of the year, maybe at the Pine Street Inn, which is the city's largest shelter for people without housing. Alvarez still isn't sure what he's going to do.
I've been physically outside for the last 3 days since I've been out.
But not tonight, though.
Tonight, yeah. I don't stay in shelters. I stay on the street. So, I mean, if anything, Pine Street, if I do see Pine Street, it's going to be here getting a blanket from him and then staying somewhere. Or maybe I can run into a friend I know and stay overnight. I don't know.
Officials at the Pine Street Inn are advising people to secure a spot there as early as possible. But the shelter's director said no one will be turned away at any time. Pine Street Inn plans to send vans to the Copley Square Library for folks who want to stay at the shelter. Lisa Pollock is a spokesperson for the Boston Public Library, which has 26 branches across the city. With many unhoused people expected to seek warmth at the libraries, Pollock says staff geared up this morning to distribute some basic items, as well as vital information.
All of our locations are open, regular operating hours for anybody who needs to come in. In addition, where we're sitting right now in the new and novel section, it's also been turned into sort of a welcome center with hand warmers, hats, and coffee. For those who are looking to help, we do have donation boxes. We are looking for coats and hats and socks.
Also at the Copley branch this afternoon was Kimberly Wade. She lost her apartment in 2017 and has been homeless ever since. After the library closes, Wade plans to head over to Back Bay train station and stay there until it closes around midnight. Then she'll figure it out from there.
I sleep outside. I do. I sleep outside. I hate it, but, you know, I mean, I don't know where I'm going to go tonight. I call my daughter. I could call my ex, but I don't want that. I want my own shit. I do.
On Thursday night, Wade says she slept in a tunnel near the library. As for tonight, however, the cold may be enough for her to jump into one of the homeless shelter's vans, but she still hasn't decided. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.